it's Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show. Folks, I need your help and your support for this broadcast. If you can find it in your heart, whatever you could donate, whatever, $5 or whatever, if you could help us with this broadcast, because like I said before, it's bringing this broadcast out to as many people as possible. This is a forensic journal. It's different than any other broadcast you run into, because the thing is, we're committed to you. You are our listeners. You are our sponsors. You are the people that make this country run. So what I'm doing through this broadcast is I'm coming out. I'm going to these forums. I'm going to be also having a booth in a there's going to be a festival. I'm going to be there. I'm putting out information all over, and I'm going to start traveling around to your state. And I also have a team. I just picked up a lady that said she'll give some time. She's a retired attorney. I have a couple of paralegals. I'm trying to add to that. I have Alfred Weber, who is a friend of mine, who's an international acclaimed attorney that had sat on consul and still is on the panel looking into the treasonous acts of this particular White House in a citizens tribunal in Europe. We have a couple of former attorney generals. We have a couple of lawyers that are involved with this Patriot movement, and we want to bring all those people together, because in order to clean up anything, you need the people, you need the support of the people, and you need financing. So if you can find it in your heart just to, you know, submit what you can, $5 on up, doesn't matter. What we need to do is I'm trying to put together a legal team, experts to basically work on some of these things that we have of issue. We need legal help as well. So, you can go into PayPal. It's very easy. Just go to paypal.com on the Internet, and then just put in Deanne.Burley@gmail.com, Deanne.Burley@gmail.com, and please make a donation here for this broadcast. Then also, if you want to support our POW effort, go to www.Deanne.Burley.com. On there, you're going to find information on live sightings of POW MIAs. You're going to find a volunteer form. There's also a petition. We need that signed. If you want to make a donation there, it goes into the 501c3 of my father's nonprofit organization. It's under his name, and I'm the president of the Dan Burley Foundation. It's a 501c3 under the National Heritage Foundation, and we are dedicated to work in the cause to try to get people help out here, because there is so much abuse, so many people needing assistance, and there is very little out there that is being done because of the amounts of corruption. So again, if you can find it in your heart, Deanne.Burley@gmail.com on PayPal. PayPal Talk is another broadcast that listens in to this show. And then also, if you want to send it directly, it's Deanne Burley, Deanne.Burley, 450 Rogers Street. And it's Downers, Downers Grove, Grove, Illinois, 60515. We'll be back after this break, John and I, and we're going to talk more. We're going to go into another subject when we return.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
In the last hour of this broadcast, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Another exciting thing we're doing here, we're going to have T-shirts available. If you want to buy a T-shirt, and it's something that you wouldn't believe, I'm going to put out a T-shirt, and it's going to have a victim on it. It's a V for victim T-shirt. It's a hoodie, T-shirt, and sweatpants, and we're going to put that together also for the MIA March that we're going to have in September. We're going to have a special T-shirt, hoodie type of, jogging suit available then as well, because what a victim represents is people that have been victimized here. If you've been a victim of an assault or a crime, that's one thing. If you've been victimized by the court system, that's another. If you've been victimized by people not taking police reports, if you've been a victim, just a victim of various circumstances, economically, a victim of the bankruptcy court, a victim it is. That's what I want to put out there, because if we have these T-shirts and clothing on, we're making a statement without going anywhere. And we're making a statement that we're all on the same page and we want to address this issue. So the victim aware is something that's going to be exclusively with the Deanne Brulee Show. And if we can get as many people out there to have that on, we're making a statement, because we don't want to be victims anymore. So if you're interested in getting a V victim t-shirt, a victim, jogging outfit, again, contact me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171, because the bottom line is, from this, I'm a very proactive talk show host, one of the few out there that is proactive to the level that I will go to the courts and do what it takes, or whatever it might be, to get this thing that we're trying to do across. And in order to do that, we all need to rally around each other. Again, we have whistleblowers out there. We have people out there that have been victimized countlessly, and they have tired of being victims. So what we're trying to do now is to come together and close around each other in a circle, similar to what Eric Schein, my friend that used to be on our band, would say. And we need to do that really fast because, again, we're losing all our basic rights, our freedom, and it's turning into fascism, it's turning into communism, and unless we stand firm and rally around each other, it will be too late. So I'm going back to John here. Now, John, now I'm going back about the stuff with the food. What other substances do you know of that is hazardous in food? Now, one thing, I knew bacon beans, some certain brand I can't mention here, had an additive of gypsum rock in it. Now, how did I happen to know this stuff? Well, if you work accounting, you get to see invoices, and you happen to see things and what people are using things from these invoices. So I started seeing a huge quality of shipments going in for gypsum rock into this food company. And lo and behold, when I was looking at it, I said, wow. And I called and asked them on, you know, about what that was used for, and it was a secret ingredient that they were putting in certain beans, and they were doing that to cause a bulk situation so people would be less hungry. Imagine eating rock. Now, John, what else is in these foods that we're eating that's deadly hazardous and worse?
Well, let's just start with water. Number one, water isn't what it used to be. I'll give a quick comparison for those that haven't heard my story, but I'm a farmer. And when we used to chop corn 10, 15 years ago, if it rained for like a couple hours, you'd have to wait for a day or two for it to dry out because, number one, if the corn went through the chopper, it'd be like mush. It's too wet. Plus, you would have traction problems. Your equipment couldn't go. So anyhow, today, if you go chop the corn, the water's different. If it rained for a couple hours, within an hour, you can go right back out and chop that corn again because you'll have traction for your equipment to go, and the corn won't be mushy through the chopper. So I'm going to tell you that the chemtrails have changed the clarity of the water to make it more, take the viscosity away from it to some extent, possibly. I don't know everything about it. I understand we're going through an electrical change also of electromagnetism, which may change the proton stability of the water also. And as the Bible's declaring that we're going to be short of water in the future, there may be reason for it. So it may be a natural function going on. But as far as water touches everything, water touches our crops, water touches us in several different ways. It touches our clothes, it touches, we drink it, we bathe in it. As we bathe in it, we absorb more than when we drink it, more often than not. And we treat it with like chlorine. If you look at the hazmat, which is your, how does chlorine affect you? It's a very big toxin. We used to use it in mustard gas, and it would kill people. It'd float low on the ground. And we could kill the troops in the trenches. And so to use chlorine, to me, is wrongful. It's like fluoride. We know they used it in World War II to dumb down the prisoners and to make them weak. And it makes them docile. And that's what they're doing with this country right now with those different chemicals. And they're taking away our abilities. That's why we're seeing all the asthma. We're seeing all the allergies. We're seeing our skin more pale. We're all bloaty because we're being toxified from all these things. And it's a full array. And then as you mix and bag them together, it becomes even worse. And then add on your vaccinations and all that kind of thing, and it just gets crazy. So anyhow, bottom line is you try to, number one, stay away from, like, Get good well water if you can. Be careful of your bottled waters. Your bottled water from like southwest areas in France sometimes have that Magellan's disease in it. Just because it's bottled water doesn't mean it's good water. They could take it right from the tap somewhere. You kind of want to investigate where the water's coming from and try to get, you know, spring water that's not a lot of surface runoff into it or it has a chance to get down into the ground a little bit. Your glacier water is actually one of your better waters and for healthier, you know, self. When you get said and done, as you move up from that, try to buy organic foods. Try to eat within margins of yourself. An example is if you have like a pail of water and you want to make a pail of cement, you can only add so much cement dust because after you add too much, it goes to just powder. It doesn't have enough water to be cement anymore. Well, your stomach's kind of the same function. You have only so much stomach juice. You have only so much saliva. Again, is who was it? It was one of our leaders there, Franklin, said he had to chew 52 times, is it? Anyhow, that's quite important. The chewing is your first process of digesting something. You don't have to eat anywhere near as much, so you can save a lot of money by just chewing the food that you get. And yeah, it's not quite so filling, and it's not as, I guess, gratifying maybe to some people to gulp more.
Most people, you know, do that, John, because of the fact that they have changed this world into such a fast pace. People don't have time to sit somewhere and digest food or eat it in a proper measure. You think about people working in these companies, they're supposed to have an hour for a break or 30 minutes, and they have to rush somewhere and buy whatever it is that they're eating. They're in between trying to take care of family members and bills and whatever. So when they grab something to eat, it's just that, grabbing and eating something and consuming it as quickly as you can so you can go back to your job so you won't be vilified. So, you know, this is another reason why people are gaining weight and people are in the condition they are in. Your metabolism is supposed to be at a certain level and pace. The way this country has run us, I mean, it's not like this in Sweden. It's like it's in the United States. They have run us to the point that we are running so much that our metabolism and our internal clock is out of whack. So because of that, that helps increase the aging process. It helps increase the situation that you are not digesting your food, and the food lays in your stomach and in your organs for long lengths of time, and it's very hard it to be removed. So this is the reason why a lot of people are getting bloated. Now, the metabolism being off, before I used to bicycle all the time, everywhere. I was very much into that type of process. But then when you get into a situation, you're in a rush. You have to go over here, you got to go over here, and you have to accomplish so many things in a day. Good example is the Series 24. I look at that every week. The reason why it's brilliant, because it shows something that people are missing. That's a 24-hour day that they're talking about in the broadcast. That one show you're looking at is for a 24-hour period for the whole broadcast. So we're talking about every show that you see for that whole season is equal to one 24-hour sequence. So you imagine all the things that Jack Bauer does all that time. You're kind of equating it as day one, day two, day three. It's actually 24 hours when it ends the broadcast for that time it's on. Now the issue is that think of how much he's done. Now, that's what they want you to do. You're running all over the place, and you're doing 100 million things so efficiently, kind of like Superman. And you have totally vanished your metabolism. You have totally taken your adrenaline and rushed it to a level that when it calms down, it causes you to be ill. Now, why did I say this and know this? Because I am a victim of that. You take your metabolism and you take the adrenaline, and the adrenaline, once it kicks in, adrenaline, you don't feel pain. You just proceed and you do everything you do because you're running on a motive of a thing that you need to do. something you need to accomplish. So all pain and stuff goes away until you sit down one day, and then you black out and then go to sleep deprivation. Who knows what goes on with your body? Anyway, we're going to talk more about that when we return here with John. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. The callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We're here with John Anastasis, and we're talking about your health now. The thing is, again, the adrenaline, the situation with the thyroid, all these things is also causing a huge amount of people to age more rapidly. Now, aging really rapid is because of the fact, the way that we move, what we do, how we eat, and how we basically react with each other. Stress causes people to age. Then we have a situation, too. You have a different atmosphere on this planet. I can't prove it yet. I haven't had a chance to go back on this issue. But the thing is, if the atmosphere of the planet has changed, and we're being hit more with gamma rays and who knows what else from eroded ozone layers and things, we are actually aging at a faster rate than our forefamily. I remember seeing movie stars a long time ago, John, and they remained beautiful in old age. I mean, you didn't even see them wrinkle up. They didn't age. They looked the same. And some of them were close to 70, 80 years old. But now people are just shriveling up and looking older at the age of 30 and 40. And a lot of them don't realize how bad they look.
Well, our food, number one, has been changed to GM foods. The mineral base of the land is getting depleted. When we go through one of these cataclysms, which we're about to go through, it will re-nutrify the land with minerals and that kind of thing, where they've leached themselves into the ocean. You've got Dr. Deagle, and you've got the quantum physicist, and now that I say that, I can't remember his name at the moment, but anyhow, they're talking that there is an electromagnetism factor that's going to change the basis of a lot of elements of what Earth is, and so it may eliminate water for temporarily. And as the Bible is declaring it, we may see that happening. We also have we're tenfold the radiation factor right now. And again, here you have a situation to where even today on the RBN there was a program where a gentleman was speaking about radiation and that it was overrated, that it's not as toxic and poisonous as it's all made out to be. Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not agreeing with him, but at the same time, there are some points he made that were good points, and there's also some points I know that radiation can be neutralized by high temperatures, and they're actually using drilling equipment in a train system with radioactive drilling equipment. It actually melts the dirt in front of the train and forms a tunnel around the train as it cools down. And apparently it must neutralize itself or these people would all be dead that are running that equipment. You can see it in the book Tunnels and Underground Bases.
Since I worked at Argonne National Laboratories, mm-hmm. The folks, people, you listen to this, she was over here, she was over there, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've been working out here, folks, for, God, should I even admit to it? Let's say 40-plus years I've been out here working, and I started at a very young age. I started out working, and I had my own news column in the newspaper. That's what I started doing when I was about, I was 9, 10 years old. I had a syndicated column. It was called That's the Fact. Then later on, I was a commercial artist, and I learned that from my mother and everybody in the household except for my dad was trained in art. My dad was a musician, accomplished on the piano, could play anything by ear. He was also into the graphic business as far as layouts and design and photography, which I learned from him, and I learned that, and I learned many, many things in my home before I even got to school. And then later on, I decided to go into accounting. I was in accounting for I don't know how many years, 10, 15, 20 years, something like that. And then I got burned out of there, and I went into computers, and I was an analyst. I was a programmer, microsystems and then PCs. And later on, I changed again and went into law, and I went into business development, and I've been in the mortgage industry. And I've been using all those different skills, and I've been floating back and forth from different jobs because of the fact that I had abilities kind of superseded to get into these places. So anyway, I ended up at Argonne National Labs for a while, and while I was there, I was looking at documentation from the scientists in the bio lab, and at the time when I was working there, the main premise was to deal with cancer and AIDS research. So there was a lot of dealings with radiation, and then I was studying the fact of radiation for a couple of eons there because my mother had cancer. My dad had died when I was at the age of 11. My mother was diagnosed with cancer, and they removed her small intestine and replaced it with a plastic tube and gave her 6 months to live. My My mother never went in for chemotherapy or anything and lived from that point in the 1960s all the way up until 82 when she died. So when we come back, that's kind of my background, and that's not, this is a part of it. But we're going to talk about why I brought that up in the first place when we return here, about the situation of radiation, what it does when we come back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites Congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Deanne here on RBN. During the week, Monday through Friday, you find me on truthradio.com, truthradio.com from 6 to 7. Now, on Tuesday's broadcast, I have a special treat. I have one of the top experts in this land on Area 51, and he also has been involved with a major investigation of what is going on with the ancient pyramids in Giza. Now, he is a wonderful person. I think you should tune in. I talked to him on the phone at Link today, and we were talking about the pyramids, and he believes that the pyramids were structured before the ancient Egyptians. He says it was another civilization that formed those ancient relics, and he basically said that the been removed, you know, or used to build the pyramid. They were, he said they were like 70 tons. And one person could not lift one block of 70 tons. So what built those pyramids? And we're going to get kind of into that when he comes on the show on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we have Dr. Ron Larson, a physicist. He's been basically involved with the truth movement and seeking information on, you know, what happened on that fateful day in New York on September 11th. So, you know, he's going to be on Truth Radio next weekend. And we got a lot of good programs lined up, I think. So I think you'll be excited to, you know, listen in. Now, John, what I was saying before, now, the thing that is bad with radiation is that when people have high doses of radiation, even a frequency of low doses of radiation, it basically takes and creates dead cells in your body. And then it can take healthy cells and mutilate them, you know, cause them to mutate to either something else or just completely eliminate it entirely. So, you know, the using that for a treatment for some of these diseases, you know, you kind of question, you know, I, what is your opinion of that?
Well, they come right out and tell you that if you don't do anything with the cancer, your chances of living are approximately 10 years. If you take the cure will kill you in about a year and a half. And,
indeed. And like I said, my mother had cancer diagnosed in 1963. And they took her small intestine out, and they did a radical procedure, and they gave her 6 months to live. My mother, a long time ago, before she met my father, she was a nurse. And she had seen what happened to the effect of chemo and different types of radioactive type of treatment. Anyway, she declined. And like I said, she lived from the 60s, 1963, all the way over to 1984 when she died. And she did have some problems, but she was not a victim of cancer. She did not have the things that you would have thought, but she was very strong-willed, lived, and proved that a person with cancer can live a lot longer than what the doctors claim.
Well, the other thing about radiation, and I didn't mean to say that radiation isn't deadly, because I feel it is myself, there's some real bad things with radiation. Number one, we have free energy. There's no use having, it's like having a Russian roulette of a revolver with a bullet in there and keep pointing it at your head. It's a chance that it can go off. And so why would you have that kind of power system when we have free magnetic energy and free electrical energy off the earth and, you know, 205 mile per gallon Polk Harbor? I mean, we have all these free energies. There's more. There's kinetic energy. You can actually take a weight. And the weight picks up beside you at 10 pounds, and out on the end of a lever, it gains weight, well, or power. They actually pick up the weight beside the axis of an engine turning, and then it falls over on a lever and continues its cycle. And so once you start it, it runs. It's a perpetual motion motor, 1977 patent. It exists. And so anyhow, here we have clean, free energy of several kinds, and yet we're building radioactive plants. I mean, number one, they're extremely expensive. Number two, you got to have a distribution system. Number three, we have the waste, which they say they can't get rid of, which is a lie. And yeah, unless they use depleted uranium, I guess, in the shells. But it's showing itself that, you know, Doug Rocky's dying of it. They have lots of mutated births from it in our own soldiers and abroad. Radiation in volume is not good. It's just not. It's not natural, number one, per se. The Indians that mined it, a lot of them were dying of lung cancer and stuff, of radiation and cancers and stuff that it created. It's putting us out of balance, putting us out of context, not necessary. So anyhow, that's my summary of some radiation. But at the same time, yeah, you can work around it somewhat safely, but it's costly. And but again, there's other free energy, so why worry about it? Why go to something that's so, you know, vile to us? Other than that, for good health, you know, you need to eat right. Fruits and vegetables, some meats are okay. Like, stay away from pork per se, because pork's very acidy. And we're very acidy now because of all the processed foods and stuff. You need to maintain your pH up. It's quite important.
You know, going into the issue of, you know, good eating and nutrition, you know, it's just like what we were talking about, what happens with these one grow panel seeds that they're putting out in packages, you know. If that goes through, again, you know, and it is there, you know, you have one seed growth. So think what might be in that you're eating, these produces and things that they're making with this new mutated or genetically altered seed. You know, again, we have to watch what goes in our body. And if they're putting stuff out that is hazardous and dangerous to us, then, you know, that's why I was saying correctively, that's why this broadcast is, I think, it might not be to you, but I think if we support it, we might be able to do something to, you know, approach this thing. Because, again, there should be a platform that comes forth and says, you know, hey, how can you put out seeds that are just one growth pattern and criminalize people that buy any other seeds? That means that if there is a shortage of food, folks, out there, you have to buy continuously a package of seeds. And then when that growth, the plant is dead, then you have to go buy another package of seeds, and you can't use the seedlings because they don't exist. So if they don't exist, that means it's been genetically modified. So if you're eating genetically modified stuff when it's the concept that you are what you eat, then think about what's going to happen inside your internal organs and body.
Well, it's already proven that the GM foods swell your liver, shrink your kidneys, and sometimes they're toxic to where they're giving you toxins in your body, and they're just not good for you. It's not that you can't go through them or whatever, but some of them will actually kill you. I mean, there's reports of it. They're not maybes. So anyhow, getting back to the idea of nutrition, number one, the Indians of India is reported to me that they eat 1/30th on average of what we eat. Well, think about it. If you could take your plate and cut it in 30 pieces, that's not very much food. Now, granted, a lot of them are near starvation, but say double that, 30, so and cut your plate in 15 portions. That would still be one plate of food would go a half a month for you at that time of a period of day. And that's a tremendous extension and a lot of savings. Not that we all have to do it, but if times really get tough, it's something we can do. And
But I want to bring something to you, too, on that, John. In India, you have to look at, too, most of the people that are in these different countries are in a different pattern than we are. I mentioned it here before. We're living in a society in the United States that is advanced. We're like in the old world, Atlantis. We are advanced and we are genetically different than the people that are in these other areas because of the fact they dealt with old systems so long, and they used the same medicines, the roots, the God systems, and everything there in their area. So long, they have not changed much over the years. Whereas here, we have been eating things that have had modifications, changes, and we have radically changed our bodies, the way that we move and everything again, because of sound waves and various other things. So we're a genetically different class of people. In fact, a long time ago, in eugenics, they would talk about the various crafts and various levels of people within this society. So, you know, they would have like the fourth class system, the third, the fourth, second, and the first, and it was based on, you know, what the people were and where they came from and originated. So you have people that are in different countries that basically literally don't eat the same foods that we have, period. And then you have people there in that country that happen to be able to fast for a long length of time because they've been doing it nonstop for how long? Now, you take somebody that's kind of cozy and comfy to the United States rules and regs and have been living around fast food, traveling real fast between business and car and doing this and that and the other with a wife like that with a successful career, and everybody's running around doing stuff and things. That person is not going to be a genetically perfect synopsis. So, you know, so the thing is that, you know, you got two different levels of people, and expecting the same meds to happen and work and the same type of procedures, and it does not work. It cannot work that way because both people are different in species, or not species, in the way that they had basically been conceived and lived in the land where they're from.
Well, that's true. The thing about it is like we have the information of like Dan Carlson, who got the Pulitzer Prize award. Anyhow, for he found out that the sounds of birds' frequency put to music for an hour in the morning and an hour at night, and he used essential oils to spray onto the plant. He could grow a tomato or whatever, a fruit, a vegetable or fruit, and on half the water and half the nutrients with his organic essential oils and with a bird frequency because it opened up the plant. And so now here he has on half the product of input, he's getting out a double product on the output. Plus he could have like one tomato plant grow 1,500 tomatoes, and the fruit that he'd grow would be 200 to 500% more nutritious, and it'd have a 3 to 5 times better shelf life. Those are phenomenal numbers. So now if you start applying that and applying it and you're eating it and it's more nutritious and everything, you're going to do better. It's just a natural function. But you've got to apply that kind of function and start growing your own stuff. And again, applying that Dan Carlson's idea of the birds singing and that kind of thing. Now you could do it naturally if you have birds around you. You could grow your garden and have the birds naturally open up your plants. But the essential oils he has, I'm unsure. And again, everybody has, there's the old-fashioned way, you know, you use your feces or whatever else, or fish, or as a fertilizer in the soil, and there's other ways of doing it and still getting a good product. And again, if you take good care of it, you water it every day and those kind of things, you can end up with a good end product.
Now the thing, you know, that you mentioned here, good end product and stuff, you know, nowadays, you know, talking about food, stuff is being canned overseas and shipped back here. So, you know, how do we know about the safety of food, you know, that we're eating right now and consuming?
Well, just like what came in from Canada or from China for the dog food, they were telling it was genetically modified wheat or something that had something added to it as far as plastic or something, and it was getting in everything. And now how much of that went into the food chain for people? I lost my cat. I was feeding her canned cat food, and all of a sudden she got like a renal problem. She was nice and healthy, and all of a sudden, man, she couldn't eat. She just, you know, her guts were going, liver was going on her.
Your current cat?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Wow.
And so about, you know, a couple weeks ago when this was in the heat of everything, I lost my cat.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I think it was orchestrated. I think they're trying to put this country down myself, and so there was a test case there. I says, okay, we can change one thing here, and how many cats and dogs will it get? Because everybody would yell when their cat and dog died. And so they got a pretty good number, and it wasn't the 15 that they were declaring. It was much, much more. And it
causes depression, too. You have an animal, and an animal is not an animal because of a friend, of almost like a family member. So when your animal dies, the closeness to the animal could be even superseding that of your children or anything. You know, and the thing is that, you know, they're breaking the ties to people, you know, to their families, to their pets. So, you know, it causes depression, so then they can put something else out and causes, you know, people to be more depressed, and then they will not act because depression and stress numbs you down to a point where you can't move. You sit there and you want to do things and you see things before you and want to act on it, and you have no movement in your heart and your mind and body because you are totally beyond stress, and that is when you get into that situation of that stress disorder that many military men come back with. And people are contacting and having that here in the United States more and more because of the amounts of stress that people are on daily just to survive.
Well, I can personally, you know, I'm not a person that I feel like I'm totally under stress or anything, but my work ethic isn't what it used to be because of everything that they've done. It's like a form of depression where you kind of stop doing it until you figure that you can turn it around somehow. You aren't going to meet the agenda of everything that you got to do. Don't get me wrong, I work hard every day and I work long hours. But I could do more and I'd have a better production if my heart was in it more. And but, you know, I'm working on it. And it, again, it's growing pains, and it's a job that's not going to stop or change. I've still got 9 children to raise. And, you know, with one wife, I'm, bottom line is quite a feat. And I took the challenge on, so I can't stop.
Yeah, you took the challenge, and you maintained, and you're doing well in the challenge. You know, it's just like I have children, and it's a challenge, too, to be a single divorcee, you know, with children and trying to survive, you know, with not having a father figure in hand. And, you know, women out there, you think it's wonderful and easy, you know, hey, you know, I can do it all. But the bottom line is eventually things break down. You do. And that connection to your children, because then the thing is they're looking for having another person there. And in order for you to have a proper relationship with your children, there should be two individuals there putting in the measure of right and wrong to those children. And when it's just one person, a single mom out there, or a single father out there trying to work, survive, take care of their loved ones and do things, it's very, very difficult. And it's that, again, adds stress into family. And this is the reason, John, that people aren't even understanding September 11th. This is why they can't see these things, because, you know, the thing is, they're so stressed out.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
You know, I don't know when this is going to change, but we're going to the last break here on RBN. We'll be back after this announcement.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
is Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. And thank you, listeners. I thank you from the bottom of my heart that you have been listening to my broadcast. And I thank both Larry and for calling in, and also Rita. You know, again, I hear from people through email, and also people that, you know, call in and let me know what's going on in their area. And I am very thankful for this, because it makes me know that, that someone's listening, and they know that there's truth on my broadcast and truth on this network. So, again, I appreciate my listeners. And the other thing I want to mention, too, in Chicago, there's going to be another march on May 1st, the next couple of days. Situation happened here last week. There was a shopping mall in an area off of Albany and 26th Street, which is called Little Village. And there was a friend of mine, in fact, involved in this. I'll explain how that happened. But they found a ring of counterfeiters that were putting falsified ID cards in the hands of immigrants. So anyway, normally the way it's handled is that a few police or whatever come in and raid and, you know, stop whatever's going on. Well, in this particular case, it went over and beyond. They were saying that they saw people dressed with some type of fatigue type of outfit on. They rushed in the mall. They said it was a lot of them that came in, you know, stormtroopers at the area, like it was special units of police or a Gestapo. And they came in and, you know, with guns out and everything else to basically close down this ID shop. Now, when the people in the community saw, they thought they were in a war zone. They didn't know what the heck was going on. So those same people got back and spoke to people, community leaders, and they decided the next day to take to the streets. So it was 250 of them. And my friend Slim Coleman, who's a minister down in Chicago, his wife Emma Lozano, who put together the Million Man Women March of Latinos. They were a part of a network of ministers and people that got together. They got a million Hispanic people on the street to protest the immigration issue. Well, anyway, they're planning on doing another march out here on May 1st because of the way that the police came into the mall. It scared the area residents. And by the way, it wasn't regular police that came. It was a specialized unit. It could have been the Homeland Security. Who knows what it was. But the community members said it was too excessive. Now, John, do you think they should bring all these submachine guns and things in, you know, to something like that?
Absolutely not. You have some Mexicans, number one. They're allowing them in this country. It could be stopped at the border. I mean, it's just being coerced to where they're putting our policing officers down there that are shooting drug people in jail. I mean, it's just they're shooting at them first, and they self-defense, and they're throwing them in jail. And so here we have this coercion. They got, what, 17,000 truckers that want to come in this country. They're going to let them come in with no inspections and all that kind of stuff, and they're all tired trucks. And, again, the IRS has our language. They have the Spanish language. Who's initiating this foreign language to be in our country? And, again, and I hear the music, so I know it's the end. And you know what, everybody? You're all part of God, and God loves you all. Don't forget it.
And everybody out there, peace. And we'll be back here next week. And thank you, the people that are putting on these other broadcasts and connecting it. I thank you all, and good night. Have a nice weekend.
It's true.